It's been 5 years since 49 people were gunned down at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. A Philadelphia woman who survived the shooting is now the leader of a national foundation that supports gun violence survivors. WHYY's Cherry Gregg spoke with her.
Patience Carter was just 20 when she visited Pulse nightclub in Orlando with her cousin Tierra Parker and a friend, Akira Murray. It was a fun night of dancing until a gunman opened fire. Her friend Akira died that day, and Patience was shot in both legs. Days later, when she told the world her story, she began with a poem.
The guilt of feeling grateful to be alive is heavy. Wanting to smile about surviving, but not sure if the people around you are ready.
That recitation in 2016 thrust her into the national spotlight. Since then, she graduated from NYU, got married. Her name is now Patience Murray. She's written a book and launched a podcast and is now an advocate for others. Patience Carter, now Patience Murray, is here. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Cherry. I'm so excited to be here.
So first of all, how are you doing?
Honestly, for the first time, I can truly say I'm doing good and I'm filled with joy.
That's a beautiful thing because last month we celebrated the 5th anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting. Every year you have to relive this and relive this.
Yeah.
How was this year now that you found some joy?
You know, it's so crazy that the number 5 in itself is symbolic of transformation. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly where I feel like I am in this period of transformation. And I'm viewing everything differently. The perspective in which I'm viewing Pulse is even different. Even though it's not a gift, I look at it as something that gifted me this consciousness to love harder than I ever had before, to seek God more than I ever had before. And because of Pulse, I'm grateful for that experience to be in this consciousness today, to be able to give, to serve. And now I'm the impending chief vision officer for the Gun Violence Survivors Foundation. 5 years later, I would have never thought I'd be in any position of leadership, encouraging people.
One of the reasons why I reached out to you is because you're taking on this role, CVO. First of all, what does that mean?
So chief vision officer, it's comparable to a chief executive officer. The only difference between the two is the word vision. To have vision, you have to have an understanding of the overall mission. It has to be your life. You have to live it. And I'm living the gun violence survivorship experience, not only as a survivor, but I had to realize something. Mass shootings only account for 1% of gun violence in America. Yet we see mass shootings as the headlines for everything. There are so many people every single day experiencing gun violence. There are survivors, over 1 million gun violence survivors, who don't have access to free medical care, who don't have access to mental health resources. There's not even any federal funding for gun violence survivors research. And the vision is to go back and get those people who feel neglected, unseen, and unheard.
And I got to ask you about this foundation because it helped you. Talk about where you were when you found this organization or found you and how it transformed your life to the point now you want to lead it.
Christopher Hayes, he was the founder of the GVS Foundation and he passed away tragically. Christopher has always been talking about me highly. And I never even knew that he had always envisioned me coming into this position. 5 years later, here I am. And I came to the GVS Foundation as a broken survivor of gun violence.
You took part in pageants. Why did you need that type of assistance? And what did that do for you?
The bullet that entered my right thigh shattered my femur. So I still have a metal rod and screws in my leg for the rest of my life. Sometimes when I walk a little funny. But for some reason, I had this desire to compete. I had this desire to compete against this old self telling me that I'm not beautiful because I have scars, or I'm not beautiful because I walk with a little limp. And GBS understood how important that was to make this shift from survivor to champion.
I took a look at the video of you reading your poem. What's the difference between you then versus you now?
When I was doing that poem, I was the most broken I had ever been in my entire life. And I didn't think that I was ever going to be able to get up from that place. Mentally, physically, I didn't even think I could ever walk again. And the difference between me now is that I recognize that I'm here for a purpose. But it took me believing that I had purpose. And now that I'm here, free of survivor's guilt, I finally experienced the joy that everyone talks about, you know?
And I have to say, when I heard you in such a moment read that poem with such power, like everybody knew you were just special.
When I was in Philadelphia growing up, Harambe Institute, they would have emoji circle at the end of every school day. And at every emoji circle, I would go in there whenever I could, I would present my poetry. So I already was building up this stamina to stand in front of hundreds of people to share my vulnerability. And during those upbringing times, it was hard. It was really hard. No mom, no dad. Mom disappeared when I was two. Dad, alcoholic, drunk, lived with grandma. Grandma died of leukemia at 12. Bounced around from toxic family situation to the next. And there I was in the middle at every school day sharing my poetry. So when Pulse happened, it was almost second nature that I was in so much pain I had to share. And I think the world really received it.
You were connecting with people all over the country.
When mass shootings happen, everybody's talking about what happened because it affects multiple communities. When something is just happening to the Black community, or when something is just, the numbers are staggering in the Black community, for some reason, it's not a public health crisis, which it is. And gun violence is a public health issue, and we need to address it as such.
Patience Murray speaking with WHYY's Cherry Gregg.